Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
And Misty, thanks so much for listening. Some highlights from today's show.
Misty's got something good for you today.
Marcel LeBrun is an entrepreneur, recently sold his software company for millions of dollars.
Nice.
Could have done a lot of stuff with that money, but he chose to launch 12 Neighbors, and it's a tiny home village for the formerly homeless to help them get back on their feet. They have 75 custom-made tiny homes, like all the essential amenities, kitchen, bathroom, dining, living area. The residents only pay a very small part of their income to live there so they can regain that financial stability. And they even offer on-site job opportunities. They've actually been known to create positions specifically for people living there that were having a hard time finding a job to give them some income.
Yeah, you need a tiny home director and a tiny home
activities coordinator,
landscaper.
Exactly. Yeah.
There you go. I love that. That's pretty cool.
It's a hand up, not a hand down.
Exactly. That's neat. Well, because of the economy, regifting is on the rise this year. They say that more people might regift. So it begs the question, is it okay? Is it not okay? Possession is, what, 9/10 of the law, they say. So if something somebody gave you something, you can do what you want with it, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think? 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. Sally, you said well. What are you about to say?
It depends. I mean, if this is something like socks that you don't care for and you're passing them along, you know, no thanks.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're right. The gift does matter, I guess.
Yeah. That's the trouble. Regifting really, just at the heart of it, indicates it's something you didn't want in the first place.
That's true. It does.
I feel like there are certain things I wouldn't mind, you know, like say somebody got a candle. I love candles that they didn't want to burn.
Oh. Yeah.
I'll do it.
All right. Well, Anna is with us. What do you think?
Most of my family knows that I don't like certain scents.
Oh, yes.
And invariably, they're going to give me some honeysuckle, whatever kind of flowery thing, and I can't take it.
Oh, my goodness.
And I just look at them and go, thank you.
Yes.
And then I re-gift it to somebody else next year.
That's a good thing about stuff you can't use. A lot of times somebody else will be happy to have it or you can donate it. But I do feel like anytime somebody has ever bought me lotion, it is the worst possible scent in the store.
Yes.
It's I feel like it was what was on sale. And it's on sale for a reason. Because it doesn't smell very good.
Regifting okay or not? Apparently it's on the rise just because of the economy.
Yep, I can understand that.
Yeah, what do you think? Brenda is with us. How about you?
Hey, I think it's all right to regift. Besides, what are you going to do with it if you don't regift it and you don't like it?
I guess you would give it to Goodwill or...
Right.
Yeah. I was thinking, so why not regift it to somebody and then you don't have to buy a gift?
That's true.
My grandma, when I was growing up, would save everything she got that she didn't want. It was brand new stuff, but we had a re-gifting drawer.
Oh,
so
really?
So if any sort of event came up where you needed a gift before you went and bought one, it was like, grandma would open the drawer. Is there anything here that might work?
I want that.
That's some sort of brilliant.
Yeah. No kidding.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I need grandma's re-gifting drawer.
Family Life Radio.
We're talking about regifting this morning. Is it okay or not? It's on the rise because of the economy. So just a heads up. And by the way, that I just had a thought crossed my mind. Why? I was about to say this. Why would I even say this? That gift you got might be regifting gift? Well, who cares? As long as you like it. You
exactly.
Know. Yeah. Brittany is with us from Michigan. What do you think?
I think that regifting is fine because God designed us all differently to like different things. When you receive something, if you don't like it, you're still filled with joy because it made you feel loved and special and it served its purpose in your life.
Oh.
I like that.
I never thought of that. You feel special just because you got this thing, even though...
Right. The very definition of the thought that counts. You were thought of.
That's
exactly.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they serve the purpose, and then you get to serve the purpose to the person that actually likes the gift, and then everybody wins.
Well, we hope they like the gift.
Yeah. But if nothing else, they were thought of, and now they have a gift to pass
That's
along.
Right. That thing goes for 20 people.
It's a gift that keeps on giving.
Looking for a new family tradition with the kids? Got one for you. All right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We all know, we've heard of Elf on the Shelf.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how about this? You can take Mary and Joseph from the nativity scene, pull them out, and you can place them throughout the house and have them journey to Bethlehem.
Oh, that's adorable.
So that they show up there on Christmas Eve in the nativity scene.
With a little baby Jesus.
Yes.
Oh.
Love that.
I do too.
I like that.
A listener sent that to us, and I'm like, oh, that's beautiful. What a great idea.
I will tell you, we have cats. It may be a recon mission some mornings. But overall, I think the idea is precious.
I do too.
Yeah. The kids can search and find Mary and Joseph wherever they have journeyed in the night.
Exactly. There they are. They're traveling to the nativity scene. And,
perfect.
You know, and maybe have, like, we did have a Fisher-Price nativity scene for our family. Our kids could play with it. Abby really couldn't because she's got special needs. She can't grab things. But Sam. We come home one day and the whole thing is knocked over. I mean, there's everybody, Mary and Joseph, the animals, they're all it looked horrible. Yeah. Sam, what happened? He said, a tornado came through. So just add that to the Christmas story.
Oh, no.
Family Life Radio.
You know, if you've got a friend that's going through something difficult, you can't help yourself but try to help them. And maybe you've been on the receiving end of that. You're going through a difficult time. And you get unwarranted or sometimes bizarre advice. Why does that happen? Well, we have Dr. Kurt Thompson with us. He is a psychiatrist and he's written this book. And it's called The Deepest Place, Suffering and the Formation of Hope. So it's good news that there's hope that can come out of suffering. But he explains why we do this.
You know how it is. We get together with our friends who have problems and we start to want to help them. We want to give them suggestions about what they can do to solve their problem. Like on the surface, we're trying to be helpful. But what I'm really trying to do is I'm trying to mitigate my own distress. I'm having a hard time being with my friend who has a problem because their problem is making me anxious. My anxiety is always ultimately about me. It is not only about me. Parents, your anxiety is always ultimately about you. You are anxious about your child, but that's not ultimately what this is about. Ultimately, what this is about is whatever happens with your child, when that takes place, what's that going to be like for you? Your brain is already anticipating this. Your brain is already paying a lot more attention to you than it is paying attention to your child. So when I'm with my friends who have trouble, it's really difficult for me to sit with them and just be present and say, this is really hard. And when I get anxious, it's hard for me sometimes to say, oh my gosh, and this reminds me of the parts of me that I feel like I can't get fixed. Just like Job had this part of him that he couldn't get fixed. And instead of them saying, this is really hard. No, that's not what they do. They have a plan for Job's life. They have solutions for him. Because what they're really trying to do in that moment is to mitigate their own distress.
Wow. This is novel for me. Yeah. I don't know about you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That the reason why you're with someone that's having an issue that you want to help them isn't just to help them. It's because you're feeling anxiety over their problem.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
It's a little bit of a selfish component there.
There is.
Mm-hmm. Makes you think.
Who knew?
And to know that the way your child's behave or what's going on, you're more interested in how that affects you. That's fascinating.
That's human, right?
Yeah, it is human nature. What do you think about that? I think it's fascinating. Give us a call at 888-888-9976. I encourage you to listen to the full interview on our podcast. So this is a time where you have an opportunity to nominate an unsung hero, maybe somebody in need, through our Love Your Neighbor Christmas edition. So Marissa called in yesterday at this time This is what she said.
My friend Amanda, she's the type of friend who she gives your shirt off the back, would really just do anything for anyone, and her family just came on a hard time. Their water heater went out, and she's expecting a baby in January.
Well, we have Harriet on the phone this morning. So tell us what's going on. What do you want to do here?
Well, this is a time of year when nobody should have a water heater going out on them. So, I mean, God just said, I've blessed you to be a blessing to others. So I had to call.
Oh.
God said, you can do it. You can help these people. And so that's what I want to do.
Oh, that is so kind of you.
Well, he's given me the money to be a blessing to others. It's his money.
Yeah.
He just told me where to put it. So I said, okay, I'll make the call.
What I love about our Love Your Neighbor Christmas edition is somebody living in California can help somebody in Michigan.
Right.
It's just, I love that.
There are no boundaries.
Yeah, we're just one big family, right, Misty, without any state lines or boundaries or distance.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. I do too. Well, that is so kind of you.
Well, I'm just so grateful that your radio station provides opportunities for brothers and sisters to help brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I love about this. Well, hold on. We'll get some info from you, okay?
Yes.
All right. That's cool. Oh, got somebody else here. Family Life Radio.
My name is Jerry. I'm calling from Mesa, Arizona. I wanted to donate $200 to the lady who needed the hot water heater.
Oh, wow. That is so kind of you.
I wish I could pay for the whole thing, but I can't.
Wow, that is very generous.
It is.
Thank you so much for doing that.
You're welcome.
What moved you to do this?
The Lord. I'm in my car. I was driving to work, and I had to stop at a stoplight, and I hurried up and dialed the number so I could talk through my car.
That is so cool. Wow.
So nice.
Hey, we just want you to know this. If you know of an unsung hero, somebody in need, nominate that person. Tell us about them. And be specific as to how we can help. A general, they need money doesn't really work. What can we do? How can we help? 888-888-9976. Let us know.
So I just wanted to share some good news.
But we'd love to know, what is your good news? Give us a call at 888-888-9976. All right, Haley, tell us what happened.
Me and my kids were in a car accident. It was a head-on. I was going about 60. The other person was going about 75.
Whoa, and that was head-on?
Mm. Yeah. Me and my older son were in the front seat. It was hard enough to where the engine started coming through like the dashboard. And then I had three of my other three kids in the backseat. So during this whole process, I mean, like, obviously it was terrifying, but I had this like peace over me and sorry. And it was at a point in my life when I had turned away from God because I was angry, you know, and so it, through that whole entire time, it was this like immense peace. Like I was not screaming, I was not crying, I was not hysterical. Even people were like, are you okay? Like, you know, I have never seen somebody so calm. I'm like, everything's going to be okay. I don't know how I know. I got broken ribs. My son had burned his neck and arm and broke his other arm. My little baby, who was two, he only got bruising from the straps of the car seat, which was a miracle.
Wow.
And then my two other kids had broken spines.
Oh, wow.
One of them was operated on and had to have some of his intestines removed. Mm. It was tough, but my daughter is now in dance.
Wow.
My son plays sports, so it was not because of anything I did, but because of God that we're all here and completely healed.
Mm.
Oh.
So. Amen. So I'm just curious, you said you weren't doing well with God at that point. Did this bring you back to him?
After that, I went to church. I started serving in different ministries, the children's ministry, the youth. It really did bring me back because it was just a reminder from God saying that he was still there.
Wow.
You know, maybe that's you. You've gone through something traumatic. It doesn't mean that bad things don't happen, but God is there with you through it. Do you have an example of that in your life? We'd love to hear your story. Hey, call us right now, 888-888-9976. Thank you so much for giving to Family Life Radio's year-end fundraiser. You are touching and saving lives through this ministry.
Yeah, listen to what Charlotte in Cordova, New Mexico said when she offered her gifts. She was addicted to drugs. And her children were taken from her. Literally, she lost everything. And Charlotte says, I was listening to Family Life Radio. That's what opened my heart to Jesus. I cleaned myself up. And now I walk with the Lord. And Family Life Radio never, ever leaves my radio station.
Wow.
She actually says, it's my car, my rules. It's staying put on Family Life Radio.
Wow.
Right?
So just think, if you were a part of keeping Family Life Radio on the air, or if you give on a regular basis, hey, you're a part of that.
Yeah, how exciting is that? Now, don't worry. If you didn't get the chance to give your $30 a month gift, your dollar a day, you still can. In fact, right now, some generous friends at Family Life Radio will match your gift dollar for dollar. This is what I always wait for, just biggie sizing my gift. That means your $30 a month becomes $60 a month. Your leadership gift of $1,000 becomes $2,000. That is math I can appreciate.
Yeah, isn't that cool? Hey, these remaining days of the year are critical for Family Life Radio because a large portion of the annual budget comes in December. And so time is running out. Will you give now and have your gift matched and doubled? Don't know how long this is going to happen, but it's happening right now. You can go online right now and make your gift. Go to myflr.org. That's myflr.org. And thank you. Family Life Radio, Kankel, Fritz, and friends. This is the time of year when we clean out the old prize closet. I have got a bunch of free music to give away. We would love to give to you. We're going to do a little contest. Misty Diane Jordan has the most beautiful voice amongst the morning show. And so what she's going to do is take a Christmas Carol tune and put a Family Life Radio song, the lyrics to that song, to the tune. You have to tell us what Family Life Radio song it is. All right?
You go, Misty.
Listen very closely. All right, Misty. Here we go.
The sun goes up. The sun goes down. This old world keeps spinning round. I'm here traveling this long and winding road. Seasons come and seasons go. They take me high and low. But I'm still standing on the only rock I know.
That was good. I liked that.
That
Thank
was
you.
Awesome.
All right.
Thank
what
you.
Family Life Radio song is that? Hello?
Hey, is it Firm Foundation?
Well, who is this?
This is Callie.
Callie, I'm sorry. It's not Firm Foundation.
Good guess, though.
Good guess.
But actually, when I think about the meaning of Firm Foundation, sort of close.
Yeah, there's a clue in there.
Yeah. It is a different artist, though, than that artist. So,
yes.
Yeah. Family Life Radio, hello, who is this?
Tracy, I'm calling from Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Tracy, what song was that?
Toby Mac, Crossroads.
Toby Mac, what?
Wait, not Crossroads. Oh my gosh, we're singing it at church this month.
She does have the right artist.
Is it a Toby Mac song?
It is.
Okay.
It's the one with Zach Williams. I just went blank when you guys answered.
Oh, no.
She knows it.
Cornerstone. I'm like, woohoo. When you guys answered, I just went blank. I got so nervous.
Oh, that's so
Congratulations.
Funny.
Thank you. Oh my goodness, I can't believe I won.
All right, well, we got some free music for you. I got a big stack of CDs on my desk, and we'll grab a couple and mail them off to you, okay?
Yay!
Experience hope. Family Life Radio.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm gonna let this feeling take control.
What's bringing you joy today? 888-888-9976. Cassie is with us. Tell us what's going on.
I am driving in a car.
Because when you're in the car, you know.
Yeah, I'm from Massachusetts, so I say car.
That's cute. We love the accent.
Yeah. Talking to radio people, we hear all the accents. Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
What's on your mind?
Oh, I have a wonderful story. I just found out, well, I knew my grandson and his wife were having a baby, but they just had the baby, and he weighs 9 pounds, 13 ounces.
Wow.
He's a big boy.
Man.
He is so loved. They've been trying for him for so long, so I'm so blessed. Finally, I'm going to see him right now. I can't wait to meet him.
Oh, wow.
We're so excited.
That.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing your joy with us. Isn't that amazing?
No problem. God is amazing. God is awesome. Because if it wasn't for him, I mean, they've tried so many times, and now they finally get a baby in their arms today.
Oh, how fun. That's beautiful. So you are hot on the trail to get there.
Yes, but this is my third grandchild.
Oh.
Thank you for letting me share my story.
Oh, you're welcome. Now it's time for you to share your story. Give us a call right now at 888-888-9976. Warning for you if you're headed to the beach. It's Kankel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. We've had another incident in the news with a shark at the beach, the Bahamas this time around. And Misty has always said, you're not going to go in the ocean, period.
Nope.
Because of sharks.
Yep. I will stay on dry land.
Now, if you sort of just wade in a little bit, you can see around you. You can sort of...
Okay, so I can see imminent death? No, thank you.
You're still not going to do it.
No, it doesn't make me feel any better.
Okay. So, Misty found this video to further her point. This lady recorded a video in her car on the way to church. This is what she said. Listen to this.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. I'm on my way to church this morning, but I wanted to make a quick video because my spirit was troubled this morning. I had the news on. It was talking about somebody else and then got ate up by a shark. I want you all to be mindful. When you're vacationing, you know, you're going to the beach, do that. Go to the beach. Don't go to the ocean. The ocean is the shark's house. And I can swim. I can swim. My whole body is a flotation device. I don't have to do nothing to float. When chickens come in my house, guess what? They get ate. So when you go in the shark's house, you're going to get ate up, okay? So I want you to be safe. You know, let's use some common sense. If you go into the beach, go to the beach. You watch the ocean from a distance. Can you imagine how excited the shark would be to see me laying up on a plate in his house?
So there you go.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. We'd love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram, where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kankel Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.